The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the 12th verse of the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation come these words: "Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." The title of the devotion is DEFCON 1. America's DEFCON system reflects the likelihood of a nuclear war. DEFCON 1 means that an attack is imminent. All defenses should be activated. If we apply that terminology to spiritual threats, we are at DEFCON 1. Satan and all his demonic forces have been thrown out of heaven. The attacks that he made against the Son of God on earth failed miserably. The human race has been rescued from the bondage to sin and death. Thus, one might expect that we are out of danger. Not so. Filled with fury, Satan is desperate to lead as many people as possible to the pits of hell, prepared for him and his evil angels. He cannot accomplish this by force. His weapon is temptation. And why should anyone be tempted to choose Satan over God and death over life? Because it is our nature to do this, our sinful nature. Rebellion against the Holy God appeals to our sinful nature. Satan uses this to his advantage. During the Cold War, some Americans gave up their freedoms to live under communism. Today, some Americans want to align themselves with ISIS. This doesn't make sense to us. We shake our heads at their foolishness. We wonder what attracts them enough to cause them to give up so much. They must expect something good. The spiritual landscape is similar. Satan promises rewards for his recruits. Rejecting God means freedom, he says. Sin offers everything your heart desires, he says. You'll be safe with me, he says. But of course, he lies. He doesn't care about humans. He doesn't plan for their welfare or provide them with safety. He is out to destroy us. He is angry at God and wants to take it out on us. It is only so many days before the world will end, and he will be locked in forever hell. He knows that. The knowledge drives him on. He searches for more victims who will believe his lies. Those who are on the side of God can rejoice in knowing that their rescue has been accomplished and their future is glorious. But we still live in dangerous times. The enemy is still deadly. He is inside the wire. When it comes to the level of danger from our old evil foe, we are at DEFCON 1. We pray, God of power and life, we rejoice that Jesus has conquered sin, death, and the devil. We pray that we may be kept on the alert against all of the threats of Satan, and that remaining faithful to our God, we may share in the blessings of your kingdom, now and forever. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions, or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.